Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, November the 27th. And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton. And
we're back at it again, back in the saddle again.
That's right. Giddy up.
Giddy up. Day before Thanksgiving. And I'm sure a lot of y'all are traveling and all that good stuff. Huh?
Our friend Aaron Goolsby went up to Kansas last week and listened to us all the way there and all the way back.
Yeah, shout out, Aaron. I love that. This week, over the hill to grandma's house, people go.
Yes.
And shit like that. And we'll be, well, actually today, of course, we're recording this a day earlier, 2 days early. But
in the middle of the night.
Don't give all our good secrets away. And we will be cooking at Real Life Real Crime headquarters for my mom and my dad and my sister, my baby sister, who's a judge in Denton, Texas, and their family, and smoking some injected turkeys and some beer and a bunch of other stuff, fried biscuits, French fries.
Yes.
All kinds of good stuff.
All the stuff that we're getting, you know, we're all, it's a big extravagant thing. You're just saying turkey and like, it's much more than just what you're saying.
And it'll take 2 days and all that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a process, but you know, got to do it this time every year. And I'm sure you all have your own traditions, right?
Yes.
So, but one thing that will not stop, and I guarantee that will pick up, as I say, on every holiday, is crime.
That's true.
And why don't we get down to some true crime time for hump day before Thanksgiving? Lay it on us. Lay it first.
Hump day Wednesday. And in theme of hump day, horrible, I'm going to start off with a chomo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. An assistant principal in California has been accused of molesting 8 children at his school. David Lane Braff Jr. was charged with 17 felony counts of lewd acts on 8 students between the ages of 6 and 10 at McKevitt Elementary School in Santa Paula on Friday, November 22nd. Braff, 42, is accused of having carried out the acts on the minors from 2015 to 2019 when he worked as a counselor at the school. He worked as an assistant principal at Ingenium Charter Middle School in Los Angeles at the time of his arrest. Braff is accused of a number of special allegations and aggravating factors in the criminal complaint, including that the crimes involved planning and sophistication, and that the children entrusted to the defendant's care were particularly vulnerable.
Yeah, right.
District Attorney Eric Nasarenko said the defendant is alleged, which I know we're not supposed to use that word, to have molested multiple elementary school children over a number of years, shattering the trust placed in him by parents, educators, and the public.
Shitbag.
We intend to vigorously prosecute this case and encourage others to come forward who may have information about additional victims and crimes. Given the defendant's history and reoccurring access to children, this investigation and prosecution, of course, remains ongoing.
They're gonna do it for so many.
Braff is also believed to have worked at other schools in the Southern California area and to have volunteered for youth-based organizations, further increasing the number of potential victims.
Like a hunger man at a buffet.
That's right. He currently remains in custody at Ventura County Jail. The case is being prosecuted by Senior Deputy District Attorney Brent Nybecker. So that is a great way to start.
Well, Chomos, and yeah, I'm glad they called him. I hate it for all the victims, and especially all the victims they're never going to find, that are never going to tell, because this dirtbag had his MO down to science, literally, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get to be an assistant principal?
A counselor.
Yeah, and a counselor. Oh, yeah, come here. Tell me your problems. Mm-hmm. Let me help you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, you know what? Everybody knows old Woody likes a good old-fashioned cold case. This one has a little something else that I like in it, and we're going to talk about it as it goes along. But there's a guy named Lewis Randolph Randy Williamson, and he's been named as Esther Gonzalez's likely killer more than 45 years after her body was found.
Wow.
Hey, no, but it gets good. It gets a lot better. Listen. Okay. So this is evidently way back in 1979, and he passed a polygraph test.
Okay.
Over the 1979 murder of the 17-year-old girl in California, but now he has now been identified as her suspected killer. On Wednesday, November 20th, the Riverside County District Attorney's Office confirmed that Lewis Randolph Randy, it goes by Randy Williamson, has been identified as Esther Gonzalez's rapist and killer more than 45 years after her body was found dumped in a snowpack off Highway 243 near Banning on February 10th, 1979.
Wow.
I was 9 years old.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
She was killed the previous day. All right. Mm-hmm. Authorities determined that she had been raped and bludgeoned to death. And the DA's office said in the statement, adding that forensic genealogy had helped them confirm the identity of the suspect decades after the killing. I love me some good ass DNA.
I know.
And now they didn't have this genealogy shit when I was doing it. You know,
right?
I
mean,
they barely had DNA.
Right.
But the release stated that the victim had been murdered while walking from her parents' house in Beaumont to her sister's house in Banning, and Esther's body was found after an unidentified man, described by the deputies as argumentative, called the Riverside County Sheriff's Station in Banning to report finding a body, saying he didn't know if it was a male or female.
Oh.
Right. 5 days later, the investigators were able to identify the caller as Lewis Randolph Randy Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to him, right?
Right.
I mean, why are you going to be argumentative about it?
Yeah.
And to back then, it's not like they had computers and shit. You know, they had to do good old-fashioned fucking police work to identify him. So they identify him, they go to him and ask him, say, hey, will you take a polygraph? He's like, yeah, I'll take a polygraph. And he passed it, and which at the time cleared him of any wrongdoing. So Y'all, the polygraph is only as good as the person giving it. And the polygraphist is only as good. The test that they give is only as good as the information that they are given.
Yes.
And back then, it would have been the old ink slingers, mm-hmm. right? So no computerized instruments or no probably countermeasures.
No.
Anti-countermeasure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sphincter pads. And for those of you who don't know, the sphincter pads, if I'll have you sit on it, and it's so sensitive, I can see your heartbeat through your rectum on my screen. So yeah. If you squeeze your butt cheeks when I ask you a question, it you know, that spike shows mm-hmm. up. So anyway, one way or the other, he beat the fuck out of polygraph.
Right.
And so through the years, the investigators have continued to work on the case. And eventually, thank God they saved it. Eventually, they uploaded a semen sample from the crime scene into the combined DNA index system, which we all, or you all know, as CODIS. All right. And that's according to the DA's office. In 2023, members of the cold case homicide team, and let's talk about that for a second. Most offices don't have the resources to dedicate to a cold case scene.
Right.
You just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you got more murders happening, and longer they are unsolved, the colder they get, right?
Yeah.
So they go into their evidence locker, you mm-hmm. know, and like, mm-hmm. let's see any old rape cases, whatever right. we got. If there's anything we got, we can send in now, use this new technology,
right.
the genealogy technology. And so they sent it to our friends at Orthram Inc. in Texas. Mm-hmm. And this company, I'd love to talk to them one day. They have been, since we've been doing the first day of the show and now this show, they have solved so many cold cases. Mm-hmm. I guess everybody's sending their shit to them. They're like the leading forensic investigative genetic genealogies.
They would be the parish forensics of...
Yes, yeah. Yes, the parish forensics of...
genealogy.
Underneath that giant American flag and Bruce Hart. But so they sent it to them in hopes of developing additional leads, right? They said, earlier this year, a crime analyst assigned to the cold case team determined that although Williamson was seemingly cleared by the polygraph in 1979, he was never cleared through DNA because the technology had not yet been developed. Well, they should then get approved in court till 1991. So Williamson, hell or jail, Williamson died in 2014, but a blood sample was collected during his autopsy.
Goodness.
And so they take that and put it into CODIS, right?
Wow.
So they said with the assistance of the Broward County Sheriff's Office, the sample was sent to the California Department of Justice. The DOJ recently confirmed that Williamson's DNA matches the DNA recovered from Esther's body, right? So the investigation continues. And the Riverside County Regional Cold Case Homicide Team is now seeking information from anybody that knew this asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, y'all, that's just an amazing story. Yes, the polygraph is not infallible, but it's a hell of an investigative tool. And I'm sure whoever gave that test is dead now, but it's not their fault. They could have been a rookie. They could have been whatever. They could have been given bad information, or dude could have just fooled them. It's not like he could look up the websites, antipolygraph.org or mm-mm. how to beat a polygraph and, you know, all this shit like people can now.
Well.
But fuck him. And, you know, if he did this little girl, he did a lot of others, and obviously he got away. Look how pretty she was.
Aww.
And he got away with it. But you know what? Fuck you, Randy. We're talking about you on True Crime Time for Wednesday, and we hope to ruin your name.
Hey, y'all. It's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby, or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops, and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe that includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore, because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC. And I'm glad you left your semen, and I'm glad they saved it.
I'm glad they saved it too. And at the cold case divisions, I'm sure are helping solve with familiar DNA,
yes,
and then making connections, yes, that never, you know, serial rapists and killers, yep, that they never had the ability to do before.
Yep.
But like the polygraph, it changes every year. Every time you go to a conference, you come back with something. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I get that. And the people that do it and do it for a living, you know, special law enforcement officers, mm-hmm, they take it, everything so hard and hardcore because new information and technology comes out and whatever. But I'll tell you one thing, Woody Overton is never going to change the way he does his.
Well, no,
because I know what works for me. And hey, great. I listened to their new ship. We were just recently in Alabama at a conference, and it's this and this and that and another. And I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. I'm just saying that, I know the results that I get.
Well, you say it's what's your percentage of reading people versus
like 98% of what I do for a living is reading.
That's exactly right.
And the polygraph is a tool. It's a hell of a good, great investigative tool, mm-hmm, if you know what the fuck you're doing.
Right. The only
I'm not saying I never got one wrong, because I have, and I've talked about it before, but yes, I was giving bad information,
that's
and
right,
stuff like that. And I'm sure, I caught so many people using countermeasures. Got to the point where they would come in and on the websites, the first thing they tell them, if you're confronted about using, mm-hmm, countermeasures, file a complaint with the state board. And after my second complaint with the state board or my supervisors, I was like, fuck you. I'm just going to fail you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you. I'm sitting there watching you.
Indeed.
Because the one thing, they have a lot of true and correct tests and information on those websites. Mm-hmm. And they tell you what to listen for and what to do, blah, blah, blah. Like certain words. I would take those words and put them on other questions and they don't know. They're just listening for the word and I'm seeing the spikes. I do a lot of anti-countermeasure things that they don't know about. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, fuck you. I'm not even going to confront you. You just fucking failed.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's working cold cases. And this girl obviously was loved by someone. And, as all victims' families are, victims are, they're loved by someone. Just like the Justice for Haley case we're working, y'all. And go listen. We just dropped part 5 on, Monday morning for Patreon and convicts. And it includes the full videos.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, we have to put that behind the wall and the crime scene videos and stuff. And I'm not going to give it away. You need to listen to it from the beginning. And a lot, so many people talking about it but they just have no idea what's coming yet. Even though some may have looked it up and see what the end result is.
Yeah.
They don't know all the shit that went on.
No. Right?
But we're going to lay it on them. And then we're going to do a call to action for it. And God, I have to believe that there's a power in our numbers. And when I tell you the reason it's not been prosecuted as a murder, you're going to shit your pants.
Absolutely. But we had power in numbers when we were months old. Months.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. That's what, we started Courtney's Coco's case, and they'll forever be my catalyst for helping these other families and Mary Pouchot's and Miss Barbara Blunt. Y'all, I get tips every week on Miss Barbara Blunt's case. Y'all, please continue to call them in. No, nothing is too small, even if we've already looked at it. I got one last week that I'd never even looked at.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean this person's guilty or anything, but it has to be investigated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike Scott Peterson's case, of which I'm doing Scorched, and y'all, thank you for continuing to listen to it. I don't even know what part we're on. It's the longest thing I've ever done.
16.
And it's the longest thing I've ever done, but the numbers continue to grow on it every week. So people are interested, but I'm telling you all the shit that's messed up on both sides. And at this point, I just rested the prosecution, right? That's how long it is.
Yeah.
And at this point, if I was in a jury, fuck you, he'd walk. Not because I don't think he did it, because you haven't proved it beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
But stay tuned for the second part.
Exactly.
So, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Worldwide crime. Lay it on us. Where are we going in the world today?
We're going to Thailand.
Thailand.
Someplace I'm not sure we'll ever actually go.
I don't think so.
You want to go to Bangkok?
Nope.
One night in Bangkok. Do you remember that song? So,
please. Yes, I remember it. I hated it then and I hate it now.
So a woman in Thailand has been sentenced to death after being found guilty of murdering one person with cyanide.
Oh, Lord.
And accused of fatally poisoning 13 others. So on Wednesday, November 20th, a court in Bangkok convicted Sarah Rott, you're going to have to forgive me for this, Rangus with the porn.
Nobody else could say it either.
So R, 36. She is dubbed as Am Cyanide by Thai media. And she is, of course, convicted of killing her friend, Siriporn Kanwong, with the chemical while they were on a trip to release fish in the Mekong River as part of a Buddhist ritual in April of 2023. The victim's body had races of cyanide in it, and her money, phone, and bags were missing. So R was pleaded not guilty to the crimes. The Bangkok Post reported that there were fatal levels of potassium cyanide in the victim's blood, stomach, and liver, and that experts think that Khan Wong could have ingested the chemical in the car before they headed down the river.
Right.
The outlet reported police said there was evidence that R had ordered potassium cyanide and that traces of the chemical had been found in several spots in her car.
What the fuck is the point of ordering cyanide?
I don't know. And how can you order cyanide? I mean, I don't want to order it.
Overseas shit isn't regulated like that in a country like that. But I'm pretty sure that should throw up a red flag.
I would say so. So during the hearing, the judge accused R of being a gambling addict who turned to murder and robbery to pay off her debts. Deputy National Chief Sirachate Hakpam, I feel like you butchering the words, but they're so hard.
I just do what I do.
You do, but you do it so much better. You make up your own word.
I've been doing it a lot more years than you have. Yeah.
Said she asked people she knows for money because she has a lot of credit card debt. And if they asked her for their money back, she started killing them.
Nice.
According to the outlet.
You get a $20 bill. And say, yeah, okay. Ask for it back, bitch. Give you some sign there.
According to the outlet, police have linked her to previously unsolved cyanide poisonings dating back as far as 2015.
Shit, I'm sure all they got to do is see how many times she bought cyanide and who died around that time that she knew.
Yeah. The victim's mother told reporters after the verdict was announced, the court's decision is just. I want to tell my daughter that I miss her deeply and justice has been done for her today. But Sararat's ex-husband, Vitoon R., a former police officer who surrendered last year after officers issued an arrest warrant over his alleged links to the crime, was sentenced for 1 year and 4 months in prison for hiding evidence.
Okay.
Police believe that Vitoon may have helped his ex-wife after she allegedly poisoned her. She poisoned her ex-boyfriend. So he's like, well, I don't want to be poisoned. I'm just going to help you.
Yeah.
His lawyer accused the urging of Vitoon to destroy evidence linking his ex-wife, who was sentenced to 2 years in prison. She only got 2 years of prison.
2 years.
They've both been granted bail by the court pending their appeals.
Nobody cares.
This is the first of 14 murder trials for her.
So maybe she'll get 28 years.
She attempted to kill those with herb capsules.
Nice.
So that is that.
That is that for worldwide crime. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, I don't talk about ways I didn't want to die the other day, or I should have been murdered. I don't want to be poisoned either. I had brucellosis. That was bad enough. Fuck a poisoning, you know. Anyway, sticking along my narrative for the day seems to be I'm going to talk about another cold case. And the FBI and the sheriff's office hope new images help solve 2016 Madison County cold case. This is in by our investigative producer, Leah Murray. So Madisonville, Texas, with newly released facial reconstruction images, kind of like we talked about the other day, you did, the FBI and the Madison County Sheriff's Office hope to identify baby Madison. Now, her skeletal remains were discovered in 2016 near Madison, and investigators have not been able to fully identify her in the 8 years since. You know, as a fucking cop, that would drive me crazy. Like Barbara Blunt's case drives me crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even though it wasn't my case to start with. But forensic tests revealed in 2017 the child was between the ages of 2 and 5 years old. Somebody knows.
Somebody knows.
Somebody knows something. And the remains of baby Madison were found in a black suitcase wrapped in a white trash bag just off Interstate 45 about 38 miles northeast of Bryan on September the 17th of 2016. And this is according to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So baby Madison, with long, thick black hair, was wearing a size 4 diaper and a 4T pink dress. The dress had butterfly designs and "Follow Your Dreams" stitched at the top, and was made by the brand Mon Petit. And she was also found with a feeding tube.
Oh, my gosh.
Telling investigators she received specialized medical care. So it sounds like somebody got tired of dealing with her.
Yeah.
So originally, the FBI said it believed baby Madison had a medical condition called microgynathia, which happens when the person's lower jaw is smaller than it should be. It also had mandibular hypoplasia. However, a new facial reconstruction image created by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or NCMEC, and other examinations have led investigators to now believe she didn't have this condition. The baby Madison could be of El Salvadorian and Mexican descent, specifically Nuevo León, according to genetic testing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe it's probably an immigrant coming in or something.
Huh? Yeah.
So the MCSO and the FBI want everyone to take a good look at the updated images to see if they recognize baby Madison, right? And we will try to get this posted. Let's look at the image.
Oh.
And you know what? They probably, like, God bless them, they're probably never going to solve it, because if she is from El Salvador and that, you know, that area naturally is known for trafficking and stuff. And if she, you know, live in your world for a minute, the, you know, speculation, if the coyotes are bringing her across and she's too much trouble, they just, I don't know why you would take the time. No, that doesn't equate for me. If they were on the travel, they wouldn't take the time to wrap her in, put her in a suitcase and wrap her in a garbage bag. The garbage bag is to stop the smell and decomposition from being recognized, right? Mm-hmm. To hold it in.
Yeah.
So it sounds more like, to me, speculation.
Right.
And we'll call it scintillation.
Okay.
And scintillation that she probably lives somewhere close to there. Or, you know, maybe not. If I was going to dump a baby's body, I wouldn't dump it in my immediate vicinity. But you took the time to package it.
Yes.
To hide it.
Yes.
And so I hope they find who did it, but chances of that are just so fucking slim, which is sad.
Spare.
Shout out to the FBI and Sheriff's Office and for trying to bring this to light, and hopefully we can get justice for baby Madison.
Well, it's really good that that law enforcement and all that are taking advantage of the tools that they have, you know, and not just moving forward with the new cases, you know.
Again, you got you got departments, even though they're big, you just don't have the money and the funding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get a lot of people who know this, a lot of things like working overtime on narcotics, or, oh, you want to hear one? Listen up, lifers. Every holiday, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every New Year's, every Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, I think Easter too, the feds give your local PDs and sheriff's office grant money to work what they call, I think it's called LACE, or whatever that acronym stands for, and that's specifically to look for drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So do not do it. Call somebody to get you, and don't be speeding and shit on the interstate going to grandma's house, because they're going to get your ass.
Yeah.
And don't
drink and drive anyway.
Don't speed. Don't break the fucking law on a holiday in a car, because chances are somebody's out there. And look, for cops, that's good money. I mean, they're paying like double overtime or whatever. I mean, it's federal grant money. Mm-hmm. So back to these cases, a lot of these cold case squads that they actually have, it's a real art form to writing for grant. And Yeah, I mean, you got to really know what you're doing. And a lot of departments have people that their only job is to write and apply for all these federal grants.
Right.
And that's where a lot of these cold cases are coming from.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
What if I told you this holiday season you can stuff your face with tasty, craveable snacks and, wait for it, feel great? Hi, I'm Will, founder of IQBar, the only plant protein bar formulated for your body and your brain. IQBar's brain-boosting nutrients are designed to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger with zero sugar crash. Featuring delicious holiday flavors like gingerbread, IQBars are the less than 200-calorie snack that satisfies your sweet tooth and your protein goals. Right now, take 25% off all IQBar products and get free shipping. Also, check out our other limited edition holiday flavors like peppermint mocha jitter-free IQ Joe coffee. Clean ingredients, fantastic taste, and zero regrets. Tis the season to refuel smarter, hydrate harder, and caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO to get 25% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the money to test all these. I mean, should these genealogy tests, and doing it for free.
For free, no.
But, I mean, everybody's got to make a buck, I guess. But anyway, that's it for that. That's all I got.
Okay.
We're doing a double up.
Worldwide crime.
So, I guess my theme of the day is worldwide crime.
Worldwide crime. Where we're going in the world today.
So well, now we are going to England.
Fences, spotted tea.
Going to Wales.
All right.
So
Wales and Scotland? No. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel stupid every time I'm on this show.
Tommy Cox, give us a shout out. Let us know.
In a devastating turn of events, Dylan Thomas, a 24-year-old man from Wales, has been convicted for the brutal murder of his best friend.
So why is it a devastating turn of events?
Well,
sounds like a good thing.
He was found guilty on November 21st for fatally stabbing Bush during a horrific incident that occurred on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2023. It's not bad that it's just bad that the best friend was killed. And that was a devastating turn of event, that the best friend was killed. Okay. So the tragedy began when Thomas and Bush were, who were lifelong friends since they had met at Christ College Brecon, had been enjoying their holiday season. As the situation unfolded, Thomas returned to his grandmother's home after a family meal and initiated a Snapchat conversation with Bush that extended into the early hours of the morning. Disturbingly, it was during this time that Thomas researched anatomy and searched for veins and arteries online.
Clear your search history.
On the morning of December 24th, under the pretense of checking on his dog, Thomas was driven to Bush's home by his grandmother.
Nice. I guess it's always great when you get your grandmother involved. And mine were dead before. I don't have memories of them, but it's always great when you get your grandmother
Don't
involved.
To be your getaway car. Once there, he viciously attacked his friend, stabbing him multiple times with a knife. Witnesses reported hearing the commotion. And as the severity of the situation escalated, Thomas called for an ambulance while another bystander contacted the police. Authorities arrived to find William Bush critically injured, but despite their efforts, the injuries were insurmountable. Thomas fled the scene, but police soon apprehended him.
He ran like a little bitch.
Where he later pleaded guilty to manslaughter but denied the murder charge.
What the fuck?
I know. During the court proceedings, the grievous nature of the attack was revealed, and Thomas inflicted 37 stab wounds on Bush, and the violent act was characterized by prosecutors as frenzied.
Yeah, that's a little overkill.
In a haunting statement from Bush's family, they expressed their devastation over the loss, highlighting the significant impact of his death. They shared, we cannot even begin to comprehend.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. That's that many times.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lot.
Yeah. And it wasn't that, I mean, I kind
of. Who the fuck is
bringing
two dudes,
it in and out of flesh.
Two dudes Snapchatting.
It escalated.
Or last one. Like, is Snapchat like a sex thing?
Oh. No.
I mean, who the fuck Snapchats with another dude till whatever time?
Well, these kids, they send, well, even adults do Snapchat, but they just send like a little picture. Like sometimes you send me when you used to go and record with Jim at the studio, when you would send me a pic, like we're just, that's how they communicate. Like, what are you doing? And you just send a picture of the scene that you're at. And then sometimes you type words on the page, like hitting it hard or whatever, you know.
I don't know. I'm just explaining to you what's next.
So apparently they got upset with each other in their Snapchat. That's that one app you don't like that does all the different filters.
Yeah, I can't stand this fucking filters.
Yeah. So basically, Detective Inspector Rebecca Merchant spoke on behalf of the investigation, writing, "Our thoughts today, as they have been throughout the investigation, are with William, his family, and his girlfriend." And well, they welcomed the verdict.
Hell or jail. Man, he's going to jail. And he won't be eating. I guess they have Thanksgiving in London.
No, I don't think they do have Thanksgiving in London.
The reason we have Thanksgiving is because we ran
the Indians away.
We didn't run like a bitch. No, because we colonized over here.
And we ran
if
the Indians
away. If we were still
away.
Living in London, we wouldn't have Thanksgiving.
No, well, you're right. But
we
the Indians came
the Indians.
And saved us, and that was our...
Oh, my God. You were a fifth grade teacher.
Woody. We got together because the Indians taught us how to grow our crops.
So they didn't run away.
But
they befriended
them. We pushed
thanks.
Them away.
We gave thanks. It broke bread and gave thanks. Thanksgiving.
I know.
You didn't run them away.
You're telling me that we did not run any Indians away.
Later on.
In our conquering.
Yeah.
Okay.
But later on, the Trail of Tears and everything else. And I'm pretty sure the Indians are sitting down at the table and show us how to grow corn and all that. We didn't run them away. Pocahontas. Right? All right. We're going to end that shit with that. And,
oh my gosh.
And hey, you know what, y'all? Tune in tomorrow for a special inaugural Thanksgiving crime edition for Thursday. So, y'all tune in for Thanksgiving crime special. Everything Thanksgiving crime that you don't know about, right?
That's right.
All right. And then we will talk to you tomorrow. Until next time, I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at you later. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets.
Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.